you've been praying and praying for someone you love to find Christ, this story's for you. Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, and recently, Intentional Living producer Rob Riegel sat down with U.S. Olympian Trish Porter Topmiller. Trish is a longtime Intentional Living listener and supporter and friend, and she spent many, many years praying for her father to come to Christ. Her story is captured in the new book, King Here. But if you have about 10 minutes, you can hear it right here on demand from Intentional Living.
Trish, your book, King Here, is about the fact that nobody's ever too far gone from the reach of Christ. And yet, if anybody was, quote, too far gone, it was your father. Tell us about him.
Yeah, he was. I never thought he was. I thought it was impossible. And the Bible talks about it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And that is what I felt about my dad. My dad was rich. You know, he put his trust and worth in his money, his self-esteem and his money. He had no need for God.
Your once powerful father had a series of events that robbed him of power. Tell us about that.
So lots of people make money so they can have things. My dad didn't care about things, really. He just liked the challenge and the thrill of making money. But through a series of events and through a series of people, which started with him losing 97% of his money and then losing his health, he became addicted to OxyContin. At 81, he developed breast cancer, and his mother had died of breast cancer. He felt helpless. He felt like he had no purpose. He felt like he couldn't impact others. He didn't have any hope.
Trish, you are hoping and praying for years that your father will finally come to faith in Christ. And then you get the news. It's not the news that your father has come to Christ.
Yeah, wow. So in 2012, my 11-year-old daughter Shannon and I were driving home from Colorado Springs. Shannon's a figure skater, and the next day was the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. And as a 1988 Olympian, I often do media on that day. And so I had a couple TV interviews scheduled, and all of a sudden I get a phone call from Channel 13 TV. And then over the phone, I hear a lady say, "Can you please confirm that your husband's plane went down in Sedona, Arizona?" I didn't know what to say. Right then and there, my whole world changed. So all of a sudden, half my family was gone. My husband, Pat, of 20 years, he was a 1984 and 1988 Olympian. We had met at the Olympics. So I used to call him my gold medal, and then my children after that, both Connor and Shannon, were my gold medals, and they were our laughter. And so for me, my whole world changed.
Dr. Randy talks about the importance of declaring your intention. It's literally step one in the intentional living process. And when you lost your husband and your son, you declared your intention. Tell us about that.
Yes, I did it literally almost daily with everybody who I spoke with. I said, "I trust you, Lord," and I had my one hand up in the air, and then my other hand, as life goes crazy and is not what you thought it would be, and your life is in turmoil, I bring my right hand up to my left hand in prayer, up to God, and I say, "I trust you, God."
So there's loss after loss, and you wonder what's going on. And then your father loses his wife. And then God steps in. Talk about how God turned tragedy into triumph.
Oh, yeah, wow. You have the loss of dad's health to OxyContin, so he's not functioning. You have the loss of my husband of 20 years and my son, 15-year-old son. You have the loss of his wife. You have the loss of his money. And so to me, that looked hopeless. But then God stepped in with people. So I get married, and I waited. I waited, you know, almost 4 years to marry a man that loved the Lord, who also had lost his wife the year before. And so he understood pain. He understood grief. He understood loss. And with that, he was able to connect with my dad, because my dad couldn't say, "You don't understand. You don't know what I'm going through, right? You don't know my pain." But James did. James knew his pain.
Trish, a lot of people, including myself, praying for loved ones to come to faith, it seems like it's impossible. And yet, when I think about it, here's your father who was all his life running from God, and he raises a daughter who, hello, comes to Christ. I mean, you're a miracle. How did a person like you come to Christ when your father wanted nothing to do with him?
I have no idea. It's only God. Only God is how you can explain it, because we didn't really go to church growing up. That wasn't part of our lives. But I had other people come to find out. I had several other people who were praying for me. And I had other family members, my aunt and uncles, who were praying for me and who shared Christ with me, whether it be through giving me a book or their example. And then finally being willing, when I was in a time of uncertainty, to finally ask me the question, do you want to pray to receive Jesus?
God sent somebody very special into your father's life, and you're not sure if it was a human or something else. Tell us about that.
Yes, God sent an angel, and his name was even Michael, there in the front row at church. Michael would each Sunday worship the Lord with his hands, singing and praising God, and my father was inexplicably drawn to him. Now, was he an angel? That's all debatable. For me, I believe he was, just because I can't explain why my dad was drawn to him.
And, you know, as you were praying for people to come into your father's life, there was a man who, you might call him an angel, because you married him. His name is James, and he had tremendous loss, and God used that in your father's life. Tell us about that.
Yes, he did, because my dad could respect him. He was a businessman. He was a civil engineer. He was successful, and he loved the Lord, and he had lost his wife. And so that made my dad, I think, willing to listen to him, because they could almost talk as peers, even though there was, you know, 20-year age difference. But James understood what my dad's pain was. And so James was bold and intentional in trying to spend time with my dad and in sharing Christ with him and wanting to share Christ with him.
Trish, you were hoping for years that your dad would come to Christ. And, you know, a lot of us imagine that we'll be the ones to share the gospel in that moment. And it's like almost like God put in your heart and mind that you were not going to be the one, that your husband James was going to be the one. Tell us how you kind of knew that and how that worked out.
Yeah, that was, I always thought maybe it would be me, maybe it would be my brother's wife, maybe it would be my brother. I didn't really think a lot about it. You always hope, because of your own ego, that you want it to be you. But at the very last minute, everything in me just knew it was going to be James. And I believe that was the Holy Spirit. I believe that it just made sense. James was a widow. James was a businessman. My dad liked him. My dad could respect him. And I thought he would be the one. And I'm not sure if I hadn't encouraged James that way, and if I hadn't encouraged my Bible study to pray, what would have happened? Who knows? But I think it was, again, another piece of the puzzle, that it wasn't about me. It was really about my dad coming to Christ.
While we're waiting for loved ones to come to faith in Christ, you tell us there are intentional one things we can be doing. One of them is to pray. We all know that. But you also talk about be prepared, be watchful, and be sure to walk through when the opportunity comes. So tell us about those three one things.
Well, we need to know how to share Christ with people. So we need to be prepared and know maybe the Romans Road, which I have in my book. And then we need to be watchful. We need to keep an eye and see how God is opening a door possibly with those people. And then once that door is open, we need to walk through it. Because so often our fears paralyze us and we don't actually step through and be willing to talk to them about the Lord.
Some of them almost seem hard to balance. You say be loving, be bold, and don't forget to ask. Talk about those.
Yes, I think it's really important that when we share, that we have an attitude of love, and we really listen to the people, and we ask questions in a kind way. And then we do need to be bold. We need to be willing to to be confident and excited about this good news of Jesus Christ. And so we need to be willing to share also maybe our own testimony and not be apologetic or shy. And then we need to ask. We need to remember to ask people if they want to pray to receive Jesus and his salvation and for forgiveness of our sins.
That's U.S. Olympian Trish Porter Topmiller. If you'd like to read her complete story, click on the link provided to learn more about her book, King Here. For producer Rob and the entire Intentional Living team, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and thanks for listening.